Hey guys, this is Shauna Lay from Selling the City the Hawaiian Way. I hope you are ready for today's luxury market report. This is for all contracts signed from February 5th to the 11th in all Manhattan residential properties from the $4 million and above mark. So this week we had 21 contracts signed, which was one contract less than last week. Condos still outsold co-ops with 16 to 2. Townhouses increased, so that was really nice. Three townhouses in the mix. And the top two sales were both penthouse condos. When we look at the total asking sales volume of this week, that came in at $203,708,000 with an average asking price of 9.7, median asking price of 7.250, an average discount from original ask to last asking price at 13%, and an average day on market at 695. Now, when we take a look at the number one contract that came in, that came from the star-studded building in Tribeca, 443 Greenwich Penthouse, asking $28 million, and this was reduced from $32.5 million was originally listed in July. It's a penthouse triplex condo, 4,968 square feet, including four bedrooms, four and a half bathrooms, plus 1,234 square foot roof terrace. This unit also came with a deeded parking spot that's outfitted with an electric charging station. And 443, for you guys who aren't really familiar, is a star-studded celebrity building. The reason why I say that is because there has been over 13 different celebrities, huge celebrities, that have lived in this building. I'm talking about Lewis Hamilton, Harry Styles, Mike Myers, Jennifer Lawrence, Meg Ryan, who else was in there? The Weeknd, Bella Hadid, Justin Timberlake, Jessica Biel, I mean, you name it. And basically, this building dominates the celebrity market. And so, if you are interested in 443 Greenwich, you're going to have to put it on Santa's wish list this year, because there are no apartments available for sale in that building. But if you are looking to be in Tribeca, there is other options for you. Going to the number two contract was a penthouse at 126 East 86th Street, asking 19.750. It's a new penthouse condo duplex, 5678 square feet, including five bedrooms, five bathrooms, two powder rooms, three balconies, a rooftop terrace, totaling 1615 square feet, and the apartment featured 11-foot ceilings. The building is called the Arlo Park. It's located in the Upper East Side, has a fitness center, children's playroom, music room, storage, lounge with a terrace. 28 units altogether and around 19-story building. So I like that building. That building is really, really nice. Prices, I believe the three bedrooms start at around a little under $4 million. So still very affordable in the sense of looking at the higher tiered normal end market to just the entry price point of the luxury market. Now, when we take a look at how all of these broke down, we had co-ops, two total, one on the east side, one on the west side, with an average ask of 7.372,500. Condos obviously still dominated, 16 in the mix, four from the east side, two from the west side, 10 from downtown, with an average ask of 9.56 million. An average price per square foot came in at 3,023, with an average size of 3,166. Townhouses increased, so that's always a plus. Three townhouse transactions with an average ask of 11.949 million, an average price per square feet at 1692, with an average size of 7,062, and all of those three were all downtown. So as we begin to see new properties come onto the market, again, like I mentioned last time, everybody is prepping their sellers. I'm talking to a lot of different sellers, telling them, you know, what they need to do. Now, this market is different from other markets in other states because of the fact that we have such low inventory. Again, like I said last week, I am seeing so many ISOs, in search ofs, from the $6 million price point all the way up to the $15 million price point. People are ready to be active in the market. So if you are a seller and you're going to be moving maybe down to Florida, or you want to move over to Connecticut, and you feel like it's time to give up your New York City spot, this is a time to really start talking to agents, prepping what it is that you're going to do, whether you're going to do staging, whether you're going to do some really light renovations, or how are you just generally speaking going to position your property to stand out in this market. And again, if you do have a renovated unit, highly recommend that you put that unit on the market, because again, renovated units are selling for 20 to 25% more than non-renovated units. Another thing to consider is our rental market is very, very, very tight right now. Our rental inventory, like our vacancy, is at like 1.8%. And so this creates a very powerful dynamic for sellers to get the best price possible. Now, we are not in a full-blown seller's market, but we are seeing it transition that way. So again, if you are thinking about selling, do not hesitate, because there are buyers out there and they are waiting for all the inventory, for all of the inventory to come onto the market. And so if you are debating whether or not you should sell or you should rent out your place, if you have a unit that is more renovated than not, meaning like if you have a unit that you recently did the renovations within the past, you know, maybe 1 to 3 years, I would recommend selling that as opposed to renting that. Or if you just renovated your apartment, I would just put that on the market instead of trying to rent that out, because your apartment is only new with renovations once. And as soon as you go ahead and you put a renter in, you're gonna have the normal wear and tear. And that is not gonna yield you a really good price necessarily next year. So if you have any questions regarding the real estate market, regarding, you know, the luxury market, I am here. My team is here for you. We're here to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you guys so much for always tuning in. I appreciate all of your support. I hope you guys all have an amazing start to your week. And until next time, guys, mahalo.